Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Oscillations, Radio Oscillations. If you're shedding any tears, then shed them no more, because those tears, they're going home. That was Tears Are Going Home by the Mighty Lava on Green Brain from 1973. And Mickey's got a belter of a tune lined up for you now, The Mighty Armandall 2. Sintelman's March of the Roaring 70s from the album Dance of the Lemmings. A very sort of mild introduction as well. So here it is. Beautiful, beautiful record. Thank you.
sheepskin. You wear the tribe with the iron leg. The class I union is missing him yet. It's a real shining situation. A dollar a day keeps the fuss away, but the wolf is still afraid.
We've got a mighty show lined up for you tonight, as you can already gather. We've played two mighty tunes. There's not a single tune that's older than me and Mickey, but
yeah,
the closest we're getting to our present day is 1975. Obviously, we're into 2013, but we're going no higher than 1975. Anyway, I'll stop shitting on and carry on with it. And seems as it's Black Monday. What about a bit of light from deep darkness?
Oh,
The Light from Deep Darkness, a wonderful track there from Eloy's, their best album, Floating. That was on Janus Records from 1975. Like I said, we're not going any further than 1975 this week. The lead singer of Eloy there, sounding amazingly like Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys, or is it Frank Bonneman? Was the lead singer for Eloy. So obviously, Jello Biafra does a very good impression of Frank Bonneman. Anyway, I'm going to play you another tune from that wonderful The Tears Are Going Home LP from Lava. And it's the tune is A Piece of Peace.
Thank you.
And that's just what the show needed, a piece of peace there from Lava after the Crate Rock storm we've just kicked up for you previous to that tune. And now we're going to kickstart another storm, and it's from Deuter.
Thank you.
That was a menage a trois of sort of three fantastic tunes all morphed together. There was the mighty Aum, spelled A-U-M-G-N, from the Can album, Tego Mago United Artists production from 1971. Previous to that was Deuter and a tune called Offener Himmel One, Gleitzig, on Cherry Red Phonograph, and that was also Aum, and that was AUMLP from 1972. And Mickey's going to tell you what the last tune was.
The last tune was from the second Tangerine Dream album. It was a track called Flying Collision of Coma's Solar. The organ work reminded me an awful lot of Pink Floyd's Saucer Full of Secrets, the title track there, actually.
Yeah, no surprises for guessing. We're going to leave you with the mighty Edgar Froese and a tune called Upland from his great solo effort, Aqua, from Virgin from 1974. So it's high time we said our goodbyes. So it's goodbye from me, Mick.
Yeah, tell everybody next week, same time, same place, Murder Capital FM.
And we'll be back in the bunker next week.